I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has changed the church's policy on the death penalty. Up until now, the church's teaching stated that it wouldn't exclude capital punishment, quote, if this is the only possible way of effectively defending human lives against the unjust aggressor. Today, the Pope said that capital punishment is always, quote, inadmissible because it, quote, attacks the dignity of human beings. The new teaching declares the old policy outdated and that there are other ways to protect the common good. Pope Francis has long been an opponent to the death penalty and declared his intention to change the church's teaching on it last October. Bishop Edward Scharfenberger of the Diocese of Albany, New York, wrote a letter to clergy stating that the sexual abuse by clergy is much more than a crisis of policies and procedures, it is a, quote, spiritual crisis. In the letter, Bishop Scharfenberger also calls on the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to hold bishops as accountable as priests. In 2002, the USCCB implemented a zero-tolerance policy for priests. Bishop Scharfenberger stated that cardinals should not be excused from behavior that other clergy is held responsible for. In a tweet, President Trump declared that his attorney general should end the probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election immediately. The president also lashed out at the current trial of Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders stated that the president's tweet was not a direct order, simply his opinion. Meanwhile, Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani said that while negotiations continue to have the president answer questions from the special counsel, he advised that the probability of it actually happening was not very high. The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom ruled that doctors can take away food or fluids from patients that are in a vegetative state or minimally conscious without having to ask permission from judges. The court stated it would be allowed so long as doctors and the patient's family members are in agreement that death is in the patient's best interest. Auxiliary Bishop of Westminster, John Wilson, spoke out against the ruling, saying it was morally wrong. In 2004, bishops from England and Wales released a, quote, cherishing life document that compared the denial of food and fluids as a type of passive euthanasia. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.